Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. It's Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, my hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, published author with a new book out called Dissolving Ancient Anger, a book called Dissolving Pleasing Others, and something I've realized in my life. Rather than let go of something, is dissolve it and let it go, but you got to dissolve it within yourself. And tonight, I've opened up to understand that I hide behind gossip, talking about politics, and talking about everything everything to avoid looking myself in the mirror. And how do we do that? How is gossip and everything else, and living in a small town like I did, that used to be the major thing was gossip. And so that's something I'm really starting to begin to understand and really open up to, is how am I, how do I talk gossip, try to stick my nose in other things rather than keep my mouth shut and do the things? But how is politics and everything we do are a distraction from where we want to live and where we want to move forward? So what do we do with this? And something I've understand, how do we get involved in the news and we all this other outside distractions rather than look in the mirror? And life is leisure. I'm understanding that now. And leisure is listen, expand, inspire, splendor. Unrocking revolutionary enterprising energy to move ourselves forward with a new way of life and a new wave of wisdom. But we're so caught up in all the world events. And how does being caught up in the news keep us in the same thing as history? And how do we stay locked and blocked in everything we don't want in life? That is something I'm really opening up to understand. The more we try to fix the whole outside world, the less we voyage into the expanding of ourselves. And that is where life is really about, is voying into the expanding of the self. And that is something that we really need to focus on and move forward in life. But yet we keep this news and we keep saying the news isn't this and the news isn't that, but yet we say the news said. And how does expanding out of something open you up to new things and expand and open up your eyes to the inner wise? How do we get so caught up in talking about everything in life, but we never really speak to the image of our dreams and the expanding of the dream to experience a dream? But leisure is living, listening, expanding, inspiring, success, unleashing rich everyday experiences. How are we afraid to experience life with gusto? I realize I am. I mean, I've been taught to be hooked in many things, but I've taught myself, I should say, to be the follower of many things. But yet, I've never opened up to the real leader of my life, and that's myself. And once I opened up to that, life really begins a new way to experience life. But we really stay stuck in trying to do what other people think we should do. And gossip around the water cooler hurts people, but yet it keeps people from looking at themselves. And I'm guilty of that one. And so, you know, the thing I like most about life is admitting the challenges within ourselves and where we have to move forward in life. So where do you become locked and blocked and stuck on yesterday? I know I have, and I know I do, even yet today. But I'm really opening up to the blessings of myself. And the more I've opened up to the discovery of myself, the more honest I became with myself, and the more honest I do with myself. And I really disconnect from the anger and the frustration of trying to be more than what I am, but not more, but to be involved in more than my dreams and desires and accomplished outcomes that I feel are my way of life. So as I unlock this stuff and really become invigorated with my dream and writing of my books and the deal in Las Vegas, how are we afraid to admit that that's a personal issue with people, and people that are around him are afraid to confront the person that is having the challenge? Not confront them, but listen and asking questions to them to get them to release things. Because the mind and the thinking is a prison within us. And when you get them thoughts going around and around and around and around in there, you can drive yourself to the insanity of the inane and the asinine. And that's what we've been taught. That's what we've taught ourselves. Think, rather than feel the richness of our own resolve and elegance. We all encompass an inner elegance, but we're afraid to dance with the elegance of life. So as we move forward in this, it's really about letting go of being caught up in society stuff and being in political stuff and all that. How does that actually divide the country when we can't admit to what is going on and what is happening in the world? Because what all the events in the world, all the negativity is still all done by people. The good is done by people. The indifferent is done by people. So where in life is it time we start looking in the mirror and stop looking at the whole world as something that has went south and haywire? And that is something that gossiping does, and all this does is locks and blocks us in yesterday. But we never allow ourselves the time and the quiet and the innocence of life to be in there, because life is innocent freedom every day. It's living innocent freedom every day. But we're so caught up in our prison mind that we can never go through there. How is all of our self-taught, unsavory stuff an inner prison that has us locked and blocked in yesterday? Where are we afraid to let go of the books and stuff that we learn from in school and take them from being the books to being a guide to go through life as just a guide to ride and glide on? We take them as absolutes, and that's what a law is. And laws are only passed for people that follow the law. People that break the law, you can pass 30 million laws and they'll go. And you know, the thing about all convicts and everything in life is people play on the sympathy of other people and really becoming unsteady and unsavory in every way. So as we move forward in life and start unlocking life, we really become a newborn. We're really a newborn child every day, but we think we're all grown up, and we have grown up, but we never matured the child within ourselves. And I don't mean the child as a baby. I mean the child to play with life rather than be caught up in life. But how has life always been innocent, and we make it so guilty with all the anger, hate, and stuff in life, but we stay stuck in history because we think we have to fix the country rather than expand out of everything we've been taught by the country? And that is something that it's new. We got to expand out of everything we've been taught by the country. How is that going to open up a new way? Because how is all the talk shows in the world, as good as I love listening to them, but they just rotate negativity and everything that somebody else has done wrong. How is the political system keeping our minds busy on being something rather than so we can't listen to anything? That is something we really have to open up to and expand, because I've been caught in the tables and I've talked about the conspiracy theories, China. What can I do at a break table at a job site with China or anything? Nothing. But I can go inside me and become peaceful and prosperous and show people a way to expand. There, we expand each other and we start taking the government and all the politicians and the news out of our lives and get into the leisure of life, the listening inspiration of ourselves. Well, that's what listening is, lionizing inspirational savvy today, expanding new. And that's what listening is lionizing inspirational savvy every day. And that is where we'll move forward in life, is doing it through ourselves and by ourselves. Stop looking around and seeing what the government or somebody's going to do for you. Take the reins of your life and ordain that omnific self in there, the omnific graciousness of yourself, the great innate person leader that's in your side you. That's where life will really move forward and really expand and let everything happen in a bold new way. As life opens up to us, we can open the roads of riches by expressing and expanding each other. So life will really become a nuance of dancing dreamers energy. And I am Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom. My website's mycowboywisdom.com. My email's robert@mycowboywisdom. And my phone number is 702-755-9410. And I talk about how I expanded my life. And I don't do it through smoke and mirrors. I do it through the way I expanded my life through experiences. And I want to wish everybody a good weekend, and I want to say good night to everybody.